from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Topping the news, Britain's parliamentary election. Britain's Conservative Party, headed by Prime Minister David Cameron, had a resounding victory in Thursday's nationwide vote. After winning re-election in his constituency, Mr. Cameron spoke to voters about his plans.
And above all, I want to bring our country together, our United Kingdom together, not least by implementing as fast as we can the devolution that we rightly promised and came together with other parties to agree, both for Wales and for Scotland.
Now, the Scottish National Party was one of the biggest surprises of the election, as it soundly defeated the Labour Party and won more than 50 seats, making Scotland a near one-party state. Meanwhile, Labour Party leader Ed Miliband called Thursday's poll a very disappointing and difficult night for the Labour Party. The U.S. Senate has approved legislation giving Congress the right to review and possibly reject any eventual international agreement aimed at restraining Iran's nuclear development program. President Obama at first opposed congressional review of the pact. The United States and five other world powers are negotiating with Tehran to limit its ability to develop a nuclear weapon, but he has said he will sign the current bill if Congress gives its final approval. The International Criminal Court in The Hague has announced that former Ivory Coast President Laurent Gbagbo will go on trial November 10th on charges of crimes against humanity allegedly carried out after a disputed 2010 presidential election. A former president refused to step aside after losing the election to current President Alassane Ouattara, leading to months of protests and street violence before he was arrested. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius on Friday before participating in a ceremony marking the 70th anniversary of the end of World War II in Europe. The two men participated in a wreath-laying ceremony at France's Tomb of the Unknown Soldier in Paris, a city that was the scene of massive celebrations May 8, 1945, to mark the surrender of Nazi Germany. Following talks in Riyadh on Thursday with Saudi Foreign Minister Adel al-Jubeir, Secretary Kerry said efforts were underway to forge a five-day ceasefire in Yemen.
An understanding that needs to be reached that neither party is going to exploit the humanitarian pause.
Mr. Kerry is set to meet with Gulf Cooperation Council foreign ministers in France to discuss regional issues and be laying the groundwork for a White House summit with Gulf leaders next week. The U.S. Defense Department says it has started training moderate Syrian rebels to fight against Islamic State militants on the ground in Syria. Defense Chief Ashton Carter told reporters that 90 highly vetted individuals began training at a secure location, which he did not disclose, and that the program will be gradually expanded. The U.S. has targeted the Islamic State militants in Syria with airstrikes. A U.S. appeals court has ruled that the clandestine National Security Agency's massive domestic data collection program is illegal. VOA's Michael Bowman has these details.
A three-judge federal panel in New York wrote that, quote, Congress cannot reasonably be said to have ratified a program of which many members of Congress and all members of the public were not aware. At issue is the NSA's collection of what the spy agency calls metadata, millions of records of phone calls, including the numbers dialed but not the content of the calls. Launched in the aftermath of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, the surveillance was unknown to almost all Americans until former NSA contractor Edward Snowden leaked sensitive documents before fleeing the country. Michael Bowman, The Capitol.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. The U.S. Justice Department will investigate possible civil rights violations by the Baltimore Police Department following the death of an African-American man while under police custody. The officials, who spoke under the condition of anonymity, told several media outlets that Attorney General Loretta Lynch could announce the civil rights investigation as soon as today. And today is the 70th anniversary of what is known as Victory in Europe Day, or VE Day, marking the day in 1945 when Nazi troops finally laid down their arms, ending World War II on the continent. Large concert is scheduled for London's St. James Park. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.